Good morning, and you're listening to WJUL Lowell, Thinking Out Loud, the Environmental Corner. Welcome back. This week, we're going to have part two with Susan Kinney and Richard Comp, and we're talking and discussing the group of Phoenix. Thanks for doing the second half-hour show.
Well, thank you for having us do this again.
Yeah, we're glad to be here, Tony.
Great, great. So we left off, we're just going to touch on a few more of the alternative energy sort of renewables sort of projects that are going on. And then we look like we're going to go into aspirations a little bit. And then we'll go from there. So, Richard, I guess you're on deck. Talk about a few things that you want to talk about.
Okay, well, I want to mention one source of energy, which is a indirect form of solar, which the group of Phoenix is now getting into in an important way, and this is microhydroelectric power. Now, most people, when they think of hydroelectric power, particularly environmentally sensitive people, you know, cringe. They think of big dams flooding valleys, destroying towns, and generating the power. But the trick is, for microhydro, is to get the electric power without building any dams whatsoever and without materially disturbing the streams that you're working with. And the group of Phoenix has gotten into doing this with some interesting developments. First of all, it is a very hilly countryside, because this is the spine of the western part of the North America, goes on through to South America, so that you have a lot of fast falling streams, and you get quite a bit of rain in the rainy season, and there's volcanoes with volcanic lakes, for example, so there is a lot of microhydro and mini hydro potential in the country. This is usually a high head, low flow rate, which means you use something that is called a Pelton wheel. It's like a series of spoons mounted on a shaft, and you have water coming out of a nozzle that spins these double spoons, and at very high speed running a generator, usually for a small system it's a 12-volt DC generator. Well, some of the group of Phoenix people from very early on wanted to get into this, and one of the students actually made lost wax castings and cast his own Pelton wheel and made a 1 kilowatt system using a automobile alternator, which he rewound because they're very inefficient the way they are in an automobile, to produce a 1 kilowatt generator, which he was selling for $1,000. It's $1 per watt. And so after we were working for a while, we had a microhydro expert from Canada by the name of Robert Matthews. He's from British Columbia, and he teaches courses on microhydro and so forth in Solar Energy International, for example, in Colorado. Well, he volunteered to come down for free and start giving a set of courses in the microhydroelectric. And Susan will fill you in on some of the projects that have grown out of